Buena Park to regulate sober living homes. The Buena Park City Council voted earlier this month to impose new regulations on so-called sober living homes after receiving complaints from nearby residents and concerns about living conditions from occupants. The council's May 9th vote was for an ordinance requiring operators of such homes to apply for a city-issued permit and have them provide contact information of their manager and operator, as well as its policies for patients. The issue was approved 4-0, with Councilmember Jose Trinidad Castaneda absent. "This ordinance, I believe, is necessary. It protects who reside in these group homes, and it also protects the surrounding community, making sure we have the proper and necessary oversight," Councilmember Connor Trott said during the meeting. Existing homes will have 6 months to apply for the new permit and 1 year to submit the requested information. Those with six or fewer patients are excluded under California law. The council took the action after residents complained about unpermitted construction at all hours of the day, secondhand smoke, trash, traffic, loitering, and other characteristics not compatible with a family neighborhood setting, according to the ordinance. Councilmember Susan Zana, who introduced the motion in March, said at the time that she had met with a large group of neighbors who expressed concerns over such a home, with over a dozen living there, on the city's Bluebell Drive. She said some of the complaints included that those staying at the home were injecting drugs in neighbors' front yards, and even complaints from those living at the home over living conditions and quality of life issues. "I have concerns both for the safety and fear of the homes around this residence as well as the quality of life and protection of the residents inside this facility," Zana said during the March meeting. From November through March, there were 20 calls made to 911 from the Bluebell Drive location, according to city officials. According to the city's ordinance, some living in sober living home facilities have also expressed concerns over unhealthy living conditions, poorly managed and profit-seeking owners, unsafe building conditions, inadequate restrooms, and overcrowding. Permits will require the contact information of both the sober living home manager and owner, for easier communication, which was a reported issue for the Bluebell Drive residents, according to city officials. The home operator will also have to include whether they have previously had a permit or license revoked in other cities or states and an explanation of why. The permit also requires a list of the home's rules and regulations to be provided to the city, as well as intake procedures, and a relapse policy if there is one. Patients at the facility are also required to participate in legitimate recovery programs, including Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous. Additionally, under the ordinance, an on-site manager is always required, and any patients being evicted must receive at least 48 hours' notice. Additionally, it requires that before an eviction, the house manager must also find other recovery options for the patient through contacting treatment centers for in- or outpatient services.